You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in studio by Kate Lochte and by Ron Malone and John Fuquay.
We're here to talk about people doing some really hard work to benefit others with the organization Hope Reigns, which is an outreach ministry of the parent organization 8 Days of Hope, based in Tupelo, Mississippi. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Now, you two are Callaway County representatives of Hope Reigns, and you've been involved in the volunteer activity in Tupelo after a tornado there. Tell me, describe the activity that occurred.
Well, we went in, and basically an F5 tornado demolishes the entire area. And immediate relief is given to get power back on and water back on. But then there's still a lot of work to do. There are people that their entire houses have been blown down. There are roofs off. There are trees down everywhere. There's every kind of work that needs to be done that you can even conceive of. And 8 Days of Hope goes in, and just purely as a faith-based organization, they go in and help people based on their requests. They say, can you send a crew out? Our first crew went out to a 90-year-old World War II veteran that his house had a huge tree on it. I'm talking a 150-foot tree that was probably 7 feet through the center. We were able to not only get that tree off of his house, get it down, get it hauled away, get his entire backyard cleared up, get it ready for him to have a contractor come in and do some of the repairs he wanted to do on the house. But 8 Days of Hope, they built 11 houses start to finish while they were there. They put roofs on house. They go into houses that have been water damaged, do all the sheetrock work, pull the carpets up, and it doesn't cost the homeowner anything. If they've got insurance on the house, they take the insurance money and donate that to the cause, but there's no labor charge. As a fact, and I shared this with you earlier, on the Monday of the 8 days we were there, we had 3,027 people working in volunteer mission relief work, and that set a Guinness Book of World Records for the most people working at any one time in relief work.
And I can tell by the look on both of your faces that it was, it's a cliche, but to call it a labor of love is probably accurate. Ron, how did you get involved?
That was my third trip with 8 Days of Hope. My first one was in New Bern, North Carolina. Also did hurricane damage there, repair. I got involved through a friend. He asked me to go.
And that's how you got involved.
Yeah, that friend that asked me was Ron Malone.
So what would you like to accomplish now as area coordinators for Hope Reigns?
Just being able to head this up and get volunteers out there to do work within 72 hours of a disaster.
And you know what the goal of Hope Reigns is? You know, 8 Days of Hope is a huge disaster relief team that goes somewhere once, maybe twice a year. But they're going to have one person with a truck completely equipped to deal with any type of disaster. He will be within 48 hours of a disaster on site. But what he wants is local area volunteers that are willing to come out and work a day or a week or whatever they can give. He will be the coordinator. He's the trained person. Because you take a tornado, you can't even get into the site because police will block you. But this group is going to be completely trained, completely certified to bring volunteers in and immediately help. And primarily the goal will be in a wind-related disaster to go in, clear debris off of a house. If the roof's leaking, get a tarp put on the house, get the house in the dry so that the homeowner can hire a roofer to come in and fix the damage. And the bottom line of it, when we go in, it costs nothing. All we ask is that the homeowner thank us and point us to the next direction of the next house in need.
Well, you know, it's sort of an unthinkable gift to give.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm glad you brought up public safety agencies because I know the local emergency management folks are kind of picky about volunteers showing up when something happens because sometimes volunteers aren't qualified to work.
And sometimes volunteers aren't really volunteers. They're going in to loot or they're going in to, you know, there are groups that will go in and charge people $2,000 just to put a tarp on the roof. And you have no choice but to pay it because your house is getting wet. Your house is ruining. So, you know, we're kind of combating that a little bit and doing it by the rules, being certified, being insured, being bonded, but going in with trained people to supervise the volunteers and get this job done. And, you know, what we're doing this weekend, we're actually going to have Chris at Sarah. Chris Childs is the national coordinator. He's the one that will drive the truck in. And we're going to have him in a couple of places, primarily all day tomorrow in the Kroger parking lot with the big truck. And we're going to start building this database of people that if a disaster hits, that we can call and say, hey, we need you. And we'll come up with a list of people and a work schedule, and we'll go up and help people and love on them while we're at it.
Describe the truck. It really is quite remarkable.
It's a huge blue. You would describe it as something that Murray Electric System would drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big truck. A utility truck. That's the right word.
Looks like it has generators on it.
It has generators, it has tools, and it has this huge roll of tarp on it that we'll use to cover these roofs. But it's a fully equipped, ready-to-go emergency disaster relief vehicle.
And I gather that as volunteers, you can opt in or opt out for any kind of disaster response. Now, I don't want to make your face red, but I had to laugh because we had talked about the blizzard in right. Buffalo, and you said you weren't going to go to the blizzard because you'd lived in Chicago too long.
I shoveled enough snow in my life.
And I understand what Ron's saying.
So you have that nice individual buy-in as a volunteer. Now, if someone wants to find out more, there's a lot of information at 8 Days of Hope. But you guys are local, so where here would you recommend that people contact you about how to get involved?
As soon as we're certified and trained, which is part of what we're going through right now, we will have local contact. Right now, you go to the 8 Days of Hope website, mm-hmm. you click on Hope Reigns, and it says Contact Us. That will get you to Chris, the nationwide coordinator, and he will send it to us, and then we'll follow up with you. You know, this weekend, we're going to be starting the lists of phone numbers and email addresses of people interested in helping. And, you know, when a disaster hits, we'll send a mass communication out, and then we'll start coordinating. But we're going to, you know, if it goes according to the way we've got it planned, we're going to cover from a little south of Jackson, Tennessee, all the way up to about Marion, Illinois.
Deep breath. So what kind of training are you taking?
We'll be certified in chainsaw operation. They have to be certified probably for insurance reasons.
Yeah.
And then certified in the safety for heights, to be able to put on a safety harness and climb a tree or get on a roof and put on a roof. And
do you do that?
Of course.
Yes,
that's part of the fun of it.
Yes, it is.
We had a guy in Tupelo, Mississippi, go to the top of a 150-foot steeple on a church.
Oh, my word.
Because it had been damaged in the tornado, and we were painting the church, and we wanted to go back and make it all look right. So we got in a bucket truck and got him all strapped in safely and went up and did the repairs and painted it and pressure washed it. And the congregation was awfully happy Sunday when they showed up.
Now, John Fuquay and Ron Malone, you both look kind of like bubbly about this organization, and that's kind of unusual too.
It's just
how did this evolve?
You know, I didn't believe Ron when he told me the first time, but after having gone, you take more out of volunteering for this. You get more of a blessing than the people that you're helping. And it's not only helping, meeting people and helping people, it's the bond that Ron and I have, or the friends that we made. There were almost 50 people from the local Journey Church that went down, including an entire youth group. And I consider some of those people near and dear friends now because of serving with them hand and foot for 8 days.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Come and see us at Kroger tomorrow. Come and see the truck. It'll be there.
Yeah, we're doing two things tomorrow from 9 o'clock till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to have Chris there with the truck, just showing people what he does and how it works and how equipped it is. But we're also going to have the Allegro Gourmet cooking team there, and we're going to sell ribeye steak sandwiches and barbecue sandwiches and barbecue by the pound, with 100% of the proceeds going to 8 Days of Hope and Hope Reigns.
Well, very excellent. I'm glad you got that out on the
Absolutely.
Table.
Absolutely.
Needed to do that. Thank you both, Ron Malone, John Fuquay. Appreciate you being here and what you're doing.
Thank you for having us.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.